It's time to welcome back Margaret Mills with a monthly book review. And I recall saying that I thought your selection for this month looked very much like a woman's book. But you suggested I could be wrong in this assumption, so you've got to tell me more. But first off, what is your chosen selection?
My chosen selection is The Dressmaker's Secret by a lady called Charlotte Betts.
Well, that's why I thought it just sounded like a woman's book. But you're shaking your head.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Right, go on. Yeah, Tell me more.
I said nothing at the time.
Right.
You know, I thought it'll all come out.
Yeah, next time,
you know. Right, to work. Yes. Okay, I would say it is more of a woman's book.
Mm-hmm.
Than a man's book, having read it all the way through. But it's quite a complex book because really, it's two separate stories.
Right.
The story centres around a lady called Sarah who has escaped from England mm-hmm. to Italy because of a violent husband. And she's taken with her daughter, Sarah, and they're working as dressmakers. They've got work in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of their work, they are hired by none other than Princess Caroline of Brunswick, or Brunswick, however you pronounce it,
mm-hmm.
who is the wife of the Prince Regent of England.
Oh, right.
So you've got two stories going. You've got Sarah and her daughter Amelia, and Amelia on her own later on because Sarah, unfortunately, meets with an accident and dies.
Mm-hmm.
But you've also got the other story about Princess Caroline.
Right.
And why she's in Italy living apart from the Prince Regent.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people,
so it's partly historical.
Oh, it is. And anyone who's interested in history will know about the toxic marriage between Princess Caroline and the man who subsequently became King George IV,
right.
Then the Prince Regent, and his attempts to divorce her, to blacken her character, to pretend that she was an immoral woman, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And they were living apart, she in Italy, he obviously in England. And it's very interesting that there's these two separate stories going. And when you look at how they explain the historical content
mm-hmm.
of Princess Caroline about her marriage, there are parallels there. I won't mention any royal names.
Okay.
But she was very much a woman ahead of her time. She had this perception of how royalty should act and behave and what their role was,
mm-hmm.
which was very different to that of her husband. And this is where plus the fact that theirs was an arranged marriage, it wasn't a love match.
Right. Now, here you're talking about Princess Caroline, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, right, okay.
You know, so it was all bound to end in disaster, and it did. And the two dressmakers, I mean, you say, where do they come in? Well, they're working for Caroline. They become very close to Princess Caroline,
mm-hmm.
and they're entrusted with a mission on her behalf back in England. I won't say any more than that because it will give the game away. And so after Sarah, the mother's death, Amelia, the daughter, finds herself back in England carrying out the royal commission.
Now, you've touched on Amelia's mother, Sarah.
Sarah.
Who was seriously injured and then dies.
Mm.
Now, I'm slightly baffled by this because in one of the places here, it suggests that brings the two women much closer together. And then a little bit later on, in somebody else's crit of this whole thing, they said that they found it so hard to believe that you could so quickly cut off the bonds with the woman who raised you, completely cut Sarah off. Is that right? It just seemed a bit odd. She doesn't.
No, I don't read it that way.
Right.
At all. Mm-hmm. No. There's also, just to add to the mix,
right,
there is a male, a love interest,
right,
for Amelia, but he's a bit of a wimp. I didn't find that, right, at all effective. But on the historical research side, I think Charlotte Betts has done a brilliant job.
So would you classify this as a mystery or how?
No,
would you...
historical romance.
Historical romance. Mm. So why would that be of interest to male readers?
Well, I think the story of George the Fourth, or Prince Regent as he was then,
yes,
and Carolina Brunswick and their marriage and what happened. I mean, there was an event when he was crowned in 1820. He actually had the doors of Westminster Abbey locked so that his wife couldn't get in. I kid you not.
Was she in the country?
Well, I mean, she died in 1821, so not long after. And people have often said, yes, he probably had her bumped off.
Oh, really?
There is some school of thought out there that says he did. But, you know, that's a theory.
Right.
As far as I know, there is zilch evidence for it.
Now, there's some suggestion in some of the crits that I've read that suggests that Amelia has royal connections herself.
Yeah.
Is that
well,
Oh, you don't want to say too much.
I don't want to say.
Right, all right, fair enough, right.
I plead the Fifth Amendment or whatever.
So, yeah. Would you recommend this book?
I would recommend it because I think there is something for a male readership because this
part
in history...
But you'd recommend it anyway.
I would anyway.
Yes.
But this part in history is often not documented. When was the last time you saw a TV documentary about the relationship between Princess Caroline and her husband, George, the Prince Regent?
I don't think I ever have.
No. Well, there we are. It is a largely overlooked part of history.
Right.
And I think for that reason, anyone who's a history buff, male or female, will enjoy reading this book. The dress, why has she centred this round? It's interesting. Why has she two characters, dressmakers? Mm-hmm. Well, Charlotte Betts has got a background in fashion and design.
Oh, I see. All right.
She's an interesting lady. I mean, she's done other jobs. She was involved in property management at some point in her career. Only took up writing when her children and her stepchildren were grown up.
And how many books has she written? Do you know?
I don't know. I should have looked that up for today, but I didn't. But this is not her first book.
Right, fair enough.
So, but I can't fault her historical research because everything that I've read and heard, you know, she seems to have got, marshalled her facts before she started writing this book. And I think from what she said that was part of the attraction, that it is a often forgotten period in history. I mean, Queen Victoria, we're inundated with TV dramas,
yes,
aren't we? Victoria and Albert.
Yeah.
You know, historical figures like Brunel, they're all on TV and documentaries regularly. But, you know, this is a largely forgotten part of a history and royal history. So it'd be interesting to history buffs from that point of view alone.
All right, so you would recommend this book. Do you think it's actually a good book for summer reading, you know, by the pool or...?
I do.
Right.
I do, yes.
So, all right, give us the details, how much it costs and where you can get it, etc.
Right, you can get it in WH Smith.
Yep.
And when I looked it up, it was £6.47.
Right.
Showing us the price. Cheaper on Amazon,
yes.
£4.37.
Right.
The last time I looked.
Do you know if it's available only as a paperback or whether it's...
No, I believe it's on Kindle.
On Kindle as
I
well.
I don't know whether it's on hardback, but certainly on Kindle.
All right, fair enough. And have you chosen the subject of your next review?
Yes. Now, anyone who's got a doctor or hospital appointment coming up may want to plug their ears.
Or had some recently.
Or have one recently. Exactly. Yeah. The book's called This Is Going to Hurt. And it's The Secret Diaries of a Junior Doctor, written by a gentleman who, yes, you've guessed it, was a junior doctor called Adam Kay.
So does that mean he doesn't have an anaesthetist on hand?
Well,
this is going to hurt.
What, you mean he's standing there with a sledgehammer?
Well, almost.
Instead of giving you an anaesthetic? Well, could be.
Right.
Very mixed. I was tipped off about this book, I confess, by somebody else, but very mixed opinions.
All right. Well, we shall look forward to that and get your opinion on that. So it's called This Is Going to Hurt, Secret Diaries of a Junior Doctor by Adam Kay. Good stuff. Thank you very much indeed, Barbara.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Thank you.